Ryan, I'm a little concerned.
Why? What's the matter, Ed?
I feel like I might be turning into Meyer.
Okay, that is pretty worrying. Don't worry, I have a test prepared just for this situation.
It's a little specific.
Well, it's one of my biggest fears, you know.
Okay,
that's
fair.
Yeah. Okay, so question one. What is the first thing that you do when someone presses the record button on the microphone?
Furiously masturbate.
Okay, that's not one of the primary indicators, but it is raising a red flag here. All right, let's go on to question...
Oh, God, it's everywhere. Oh, I'm sorry, that last question is maybe...
Right on my character sheet, thanks, Adam.
Vomit.
Oh, my God, that's,
And now I want to jerk off with the vomit.
That's... Oh, Alex, what's our contingency plan for...
I do what I want. I don't give a fuck.
Oh my God.
Hey guys, what's going on?
Chris, meow meow. Chris, save yourself before you're infected.
What's wrong? Infected with what?
The Meyer virus.
Yeah, right.
Prove it.
Oh shit. Someone out there, if you're listening to this, send help.
I don't give a fuck.
Welcome to Ragnarok, your home of the Nerdpocalypse.
Recording!
You're lying.
No? Look, see? The red light is on.
No, it's not. We probably should have...
No, it's recording. I'm looking at it right now.
I still believe him.
Yeah. Oh, wait, guys. Oh! Oh, no! I'm being possessed!
Oh, not again.
Why on me?
All over
he wasn't here!
What? I'm sorry, I got possessed by Meyer for a few minutes.
It was just so he didn't have to throw up at Comic-Con.
Yeah.
That would be awkward.
He's probably not the only one.
He's like hitting on a booth babe, just... All right, everyone, welcome to another Ragnarok.
That would seal the deal.
Actual play. Today we will be playing...
Hey, it's filled with pheromones.
Will Fate. This is kind of the last alpha test, and then we're going to move on. But we've played this game before. This is the homebrew system that I've come up with. Tonight we are testing out my scenario generator.
We're also going to be testing Ed's limits as a GM.
Yeah. Mm. So let us introduce... I'm Ed. I'll be GMing this game.
Yes, I'll go. I'm Will. I am playing the marksman known as Phantom Manring. I'm sorry, Fatum Manring.
Right.
I got my own name wrong.
You should probably spell it like F-A-Y-T-O-M.
F-A-Y? Maybe.
You're an
yeah,
elf.
Yeah, also you That's spelled true. It W-Y-L-L. Did you get your name wrong? All right, sorry. Sorry!
Oh, God, that was bad. Sorry.
Yeah. All right, I'm Chris. I'm going to play... Mother Killer the Artificer. He's a quarterling.
half elf, half halfling.
You have to explain your backstory, no?
Okay, yeah. He's a half elf and a half halfling. His father was the half elf and his mother was the halfling. So he was too big of a baby, and when he died, he killed his mother.
When he was born?
Yes, when he was born. Also when he died, but first when he was born. He killed his mother didn't kill her. She died in childbirth. And my father blamed me and named me Mother Killer and then dropped me off somewhere. And now I'm a quarterling.
Will, you said you're an elf?
Yeah.
Okay. Derek?
I am here. And I am playing... This is Derek. And I am playing Porterbender the Apothecary, who is a race of... known as the Slenderous... who are long, thin, long-armed and legged and thin.
He's a slender man.
He's a slender man.
And they wear suits and have tentacles and...
No, nothing like that. But
I'm
picturing the gentleman.
Yeah, I just keep thinking of the gentleman from Buffy.
All right, I'm Ryan. I'm going to be playing Laurentis the Skulldugger. Laurentis is an imp. The backstory of his race is that the imps were all expelled from hell for being too good, because they preferred to corrupt people slowly via temptation and sin, whereas the predominant demons prefer mass slaughter. So just because they don't immediately start killing, they're not good. They're too good for hell. So they were banished to the mortal realms.
Speaking of immediately start killing, my name is Alex, and I am playing Bone Cleaver the Mauler. He likes to kill things with his great axe chainsaw.
Is he a full orc or a half orc?
He is a full orc.
Okay.
Oh, he could have been a quarter orc.
Tusks. I had to decide what kind of... Oh, we never did gear.
What equipment do you guys want?
All of it.
Yep, everything.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm the tank.
Right.
So I got a big swinging axe.
You want a big axe?
A big old swacko.
I got some knives, probably, or some daggers.
So, a great axe.
This is a great axe.
It's a 1d8 plus damage bonus severe.
What's a damage bonus?
I'll get to that in a second. Just write the damage bonus. Ryan, you want a knife?
Daggers, yeah.
Daggers, 1d4 severe.
Okay.
Will, your rifle is 1d8 severe.
1d8. Grenades?
A grenade is... It does 1d10.
Okay.
Severe?
Yeah.
And my knife.
And a knife?
Same as Ryan's.
1d4.
What if I wanted some kind of like a cudgel?
That would be like a club. 1d6 plus damage bonus. Minor.
Yeah. I'm trying to think what would be kind of cool. How about a glaive?
A glaive? That would be 1d6 severe.
Is that just one of those spears that are kind of like a machete on top of a spear?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And so can you imagine a very tall, slender man with a machete and a spear?
And spears give you +1 to parry.
Alright, so I have 1d6 severe. Alright.
Anybody else want to take any other items?
Well, I kind of want to have, like, a tool kit, and I would like to use most of my tools also as weapons.
Okay, so let's just say that your tools...
maybe, like, a hammer and a drill and a saw or
something? Okay, so clubs do 1d6 plus damage bonus, so anything that you...
Damage bonus.
Any weapon... I'll get to that in a second.
Okay, so I'm
going to
let
any item you would use as a bludgeon is 1d6 plus damage bonus... Minor.
6 plus damage bonus minor.
Anything you would use as a stab?
Stab.
Would be 1d4 severe.
Oh, you're not going with the drill rapier?
I am going to go with the drill. I don't know if I want to... I think I'm just going to use, like, regular tools, though.
Drill rapier.
I thought that would be cool. Just like a 2-foot-long drill bit that spins. And ding, ding, ding.
Well, what do you say? What would that be?
A drill rapier?
Yeah.
1d4 severe.
D4 severe, alright. I'll call that various drills.
The only difference between a knife and a rapier is that the rapier is +1 to parry. Various and the knife isn't.
Drills. Hammers, and what about, like... No, I guess that's it. What other... There aren't really any cutting tools. I mean, there are, but like scissors.
Like a hatchet? A hatchet?
A hatchet?
Yeah.
That's kind of more like a bludgeon.
No, it's a blade.
Yeah, like an axe. A small axe.
Alright.
1d4 plus damage bonus severe.
I don't know, should my great axe be like a weird electrical blade like a that just sprouts out when I need to hit things, or a chainsaw blade?
Oh, what if I had like some sort of omni-tool on my arm where like I could pop a drill out when I needed that?
That's
my drill rapier and maybe like a saw?
Yeah. Okay. You just claim whatever weapon you're using, and you use
all this omni tool.
I'm gonna make my weapons cool by adding the word soul and hell in front of them.
Let me just quickly go over damage bonus. Damage bonus, it's based on your strength. So if you're... What's your strength, Alex?
9.
Your damage bonus is +2.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Minus that's 4. That's a lot.
Well, I mean, that's pretty high. It's, it's just a +2 automatically.
That's true.
Ryan, what's your strength?
5.
Of course.
5, +0.
Uh-oh.
Derek?
4.
Minus 1, actually.
Oh, okay.
Minus 1 for me, too.
Yeah.
And then, fine. Will, what's your strength?
At base, 7.
No, you're... Yeah, you're at base.
Yes.
So +1 for you.
Maybe my axe is like... Yeah. It's a plasma axe.
Plasma axe.
So it just...
Anytime you add like your damage bonus axe, to an attack...
The chainsaw axe is great.
What about a plasma knife? You had a knife too, right?
Yeah, sure, okay.
Your weapons can be made of whatever they are. They still do the same.
I know. All right, yeah, so I'm going to have a chainsaw axe.
Oh,
do you have to pull start it?
I have an obsidian blade on the end of my...
No,
basically,
it's the future, Ryan.
The way that this system works...
I like obsidian.
...is if you, like, whether it's an assault, whether it's a bullet rifle or a laser rifle, it does the same amount of damage, because you're presuming that in a society where lasers are a thing, people are wearing...
Yeah, no, I gotcha.
So...
So a knife is just 1d4, no damage bonus?
No. Because a knife is kind of a smaller...
Sorry,
you know, a sword has a damage bonus.
Okay.
It depends.
Like, basically, a knife and a rapier are more finesse than a sword.
I gotcha. So would a knife still be attack strength to...
No, that would be attack dex. Sorry,
Yay.
So can I have... I'm going to have a sword, too, then.
Okay. In that case, that's attack strength.
I'm going to...
That's 1d4 plus damage bonus severe.
Plasma sword.
Flips and stuff.
All right. It's mostly black. Sorry, Harry.
A one-handed sword or a great sword?
Just a one. That's my backup sword.
Okay, so attack...
This is a great sword.
Attack strength, 1d4 plus damage severe, and +1 to parry.
Should I have a cape?
Sure.
Well, I get a +3 to parry anyway.
I'm going to start out.
So now you have a +4 to parry.
With that sword.
Not could I.
I could parry with my chainsaw.
Could I have a cape?
All right.
Yes.
So so that that's all that we have to come up with. Everybody introduce themselves?
Yep.
Okay. Sorry about that, guys.
It's a little side note.
Just one more thing. Who's an important person? Who are two important people?
I already said there was Victus Imperatus.
Who is he?
I don't know.
Okay.
He's the local emperor who's been holding off the giants, the were-giants.
Yes.
Okay. And one other.
How about the leader of the were-giants?
Allies. Important allies.
I feel like the were-giants are a little feral, kind of more feral.
Important allies. And there's Tabitha, who runs the inn in town.
Spelled Tabitha, but just pronounced wrong.
Yes.
That's how I spelled it.
Tabitha.
Tabitha.
Okay.
Should one of those two be somehow immune to the were-giantism?
Tabitha. We'll get there.
Okay. What, Tabitha?
All right, so...
were-gigantism.
So we are in the land, in the Meadowlands.
Yeah.
Which is a post-apocalyptic settlement.
Land.
Yes, it's a post-apocalyptic region called the Meadowlands.
I think it's an ironic name because it's just like blasted heath everywhere.
Well, I'm thinking that the name is a carryover from when it used to be. It was an enchanted forest.
Oh, okay.
Kind of area
before now, Fire Nation attacked.
It was an enchanted forest kind of area, you know, with a big beautiful palace and you know, all sorts of fun, you know, fairy folk running around. And
so they used to call it the Meadowlands, ironically, too, because it was an enchanted forest.
Right. There was also a meadow. It was just a big kingdom. And then the were-giants came.
Giant Coliseum in the middle of it.
And the were-giantism plague came. And the king was killed by his wife. His wife was the first one to... So the queen was the first one to gain to the first important person to be plagued with.
There were a whole bunch of peasants, but nobody cared then.
Well, wait, could she have got it by some sort of magic curse?
Necromancy.
She did something, so some witch cursed her with were gigantism.
Well, you don't know where gigantism has come from yet.
All right, well, let's keep that in the back of our mind. I think that could be where it came from.
We'll figure that out, but you don't know where it came from yet. It happened one day. And,
I place a curse upon you!
And Queen Ilana rampaged through the castle and killed the royal family and destroyed the castle and spread the disease like wildfire.
Maybe it's worse, right? Because wherever we are has two moons, so we get twice as many full moons.
Yes. Ooh. Yes, there are two moons.
Oh, there could be a moon during the full moon during the day.
Yes. So you
the day moon, also known as the sun, is always full.
No, I'm not.
I know.
Okay.
So the Meadowlands has been rampaged and destroyed by
Weregiants.
By Weregiants. So we'll begin with a flavor scene. So what are you guys up to? So
vanilla.
You guys are a merc team of were-slaying giants.
Mm-hmm. No,
were-giant slayers.
Well, I mean, I don't think we should just constrict ourselves to were-giants.
No, we're monster hunters.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're monster hunters.
But most of the monsters are were-giants.
I mean, that tends to be the monster du jour around here, but it's not the only one.
So you guys tend to gather at the waterfront.
There's a small waterfront market
where you have a lean-to.
That one was that.
There's a small, like, ramshackle inn that is run by Tabitha.
The Fisherman's Whore.
The Fisherman's Whore, run by Tabitha. And
the Fisherman's Whore.
You have a table.
Fisherman's Whore, spelled H-O-A-R. It's covered in hair.
So you have a table, yes, at the Fisherman's Whore.
You're right.
And you guys are sitting and drinking.
Oh my god, what's joking again?
Oh. I'll get the pen.
Didn't work the first time, Chris. Do the second one.
Three drinks. Three of them.
Bone Cleaver is sitting at the table with a giant, like, tankard of ale and just chugging it down. Whoa, remember that time we had to kill the were-dragon?
Seems like everything's a were-this or a were-that these days.
I still say we should have just waited until it turned back from a dragon.
That would have been smart.
Well, where's the fun in that?
And we did get paid nicely, didn't we?
I don't think they would have paid us less.
Oh.
Well, I mean, if we didn't kill it when it was a dragon, and we just killed some poor schmuck, how would they know we actually killed the were-dragon? We could have just pulled someone off the street and chopped his head off.
Oh, we just would have done it immediately after he changed back, while everyone was still cowering in fear from it.
Yeah, they were cowering quite a lot.
Oh, yeah, they didn't have anywhere to hide after it burnt down all their houses.
Nope.
How did they pay us?
I wonder what all they had left.
Tabitha comes over and says, "Speaking of paying, are you guys going to pay your tab one of these weeks?"
"Oh, Tabitha, of course we're going to pay you.
If you're doing all this slaying and making all this coin, I expect to see a little bit of it."
Bone Cleaver slaps Tabitha's ass. "I could do a little more slaying if you like."
"If you lay your slayer on me one more time, I'll cut it off and feed it to the goats."
"I'll need a bigger meal than that."
"What'd you say?"
"Nothing." "Hmm. All right, at this point..."
Boys, she's right. The coffers are getting quite bare. What are we going to do about this?
Oh, crap, my axe doesn't
what
have a
name. What is on tap at this point?
"More than you have, dear."
"You sure about that?"
She takes out a quill and parchment and scribbles a number and shows it to you.
"Viscera sprayer?"
"It's more than we
have." No, it has to be something like Susie.
Oh, yeah, because your character's real dumb.
Yeah.
So she shows you a number. That's a lot of zeros.
Gut puddles.
Oh, Tabitha, you know we're good for it.
Well, if you're looking to make some real coin, I've heard that, you know, the Emperor, he's having a spot of bother with the were-giants.
Who? Were-giants, eh?
Were-giants.
Typically, were-giants turn people into spots of bother.
It seems the giants have overcome his fortress at the gorge.
Not surprising.
So what you're saying is the giants have taken the Meadowlands.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
All right.
They put up a very, very strong defense.
Let's just hope we don't get blitzed.
Perhaps
a football term too. Come on.
Hail Mary.
You did fine, Chris. You did fine.
Perhaps if you went in a helped His Highness get out of his pickle, he'd be a little grateful.
Well, bet he'd be very grateful. Like lots of money grateful.
Well, that's the hope.
How should we proceed? Lateral formation?
Bone Cleaver picks up his great axe and taps it. Schnookums here hasn't had anything to eat in a while.
It's still terrifying me how you pet that thing.
That's not all I do with it.
And that's even more terrifying.
Well, are you going to sit here all day, or are you going to...
We're finishing our drinks.
I was planning to sit here all day.
I think we can go, gentlemen.
Bone Cleaver grabs everyone's cup of ale and just pours it into his, and then just downs the whole thing and slams it on the table. Sorry, listeners. Right. We could go now.
I was enjoying that.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
I suppose I'll clean this up, but don't come back without my gold.
Right, how much do we owe her?
Too much.
She goes to show you the quill, the parchment, and then thinks better of it and says,
they know.
All right.
As we're walking out of the fisherman's four, Laurentius throws his arm around Bone Cleaver and goes, "We're not coming back to this tavern ever again."
How would I like this one?
Oh! In that case, Tabitha.
Yes.
A cask of ale to go.
No.
No.
Do I look like an idiot?
Come on,
do you really want me to answer
us.
That?
We're good for it. I'm going to roll my deception.
Yeah, so that would be charm charisma.
Okay. So I'm at 9, and I rolled a 9 out of 9.
A 9 out of 9, all right.
Well, I suppose I could give you some provisions to take with you,
and that,
but I'm adding it to your tab.
What will those provisions include? A cask of ale?
Yes.
Oh, that sounds pretty good.
And blue ale?
And there's going to be an extra surcharge for a to-go order.
All right, let's just, you know, give me the ale.
She snaps her fingers, and a very small, hunched goblin walks over with the ale over his head, and he...
Billy?
Bone Cleaver takes it and puts it on his shoulder. Right, I'm set.
Well, as long as you're all set, I guess it's fine.
Well, I mean, I guess I could share.
None for me, thanks. I'd like to keep my faculties intact.
Well, it's a long walk to the gorge.
True. Easily 100 yards.
how many How many, like, cows long is that?
Quite a few cows, actually.
200 cows.
Well, I guess that's a lot of cows.
How many cows, Bob?
Wait, 100 yards is 200 cows. Those are very small cows.
You didn't say how big the cows had to be.
That's true.
They're just long cows. In this land, in the Meadowlands,
the Meadowlands,
our cows are long.
No, the cows would be very short.
They're short cows.
About 200 cows and 100 yards?
That would mean each cow is like a foot and a half long.
Okay, yeah. They're short cows.
They're the size of cows. They're just really short. They're just really compact.
Pygmy cows, right?
Pygmy cows.
The Meadowlands, where the cows are pigs and the pigs are cows.
No, that's what they call those elephants, right? The little elephants, pygmy elephants?
Yeah. All right, so we set off to... So how far are we going to the gorge, actually?
To the gorge? About a half a day's ride.
Yeah, all right. That's enough time to drink a cask of ale.
All right, so as you are riding, you're riding out of... what are you guys riding? Do you have horses? Do you have...
We probably have, like, hover bikes.
Okay.
I feel like...
I mean, often, why not? We're doing the tech side. We're doing the sci-fi fantasy mush.
I like it.
I feel hover like bikes. Often enough I ride Bone Cleaver.
Okay.
I have a saddle car on my hover bike.
Ooh, no, ooh, ooh.
A saddle.
I have a rope with a handle on it, and I have a hoverboard, and I fly behind someone.
So as you step out of the whore, the fisherman's whore, you look off into the distance, and you see the big crumbled tower that was once the royal throne.
Oh gosh, that's a lot closer than I thought it was.
That's like maybe like 100 cows.
What's the phase of the day's moon?
The you know that the day moon is full, so you have to be careful.
Okay.
Beware of wedge giants.
Yes.
And other things.
And the night moon is that
this is one of the dangerous. It's a double full.
Double full.
Oh no.
Yeah.
What better way to have bear giants than a double full?
24 straight hours of bear beings.
Full on full moon.
Yeah. So you're walking across the once fertile land of the Meadowlands.
Are we walking or are we riding?
You're riding.
We're riding.
Yeah.
Kicking up dust everywhere. The blasted earth. Blows around under your bikes.
My character has like a long leather coat and goggles.
Oh yeah, nice.
Well, we all have goggles. Yeah.
Goggles are a necessity.
Bone Cleaver's got one of those helmets with just like the single spike on top.
Yeah. And one of your shoulders has a cape, the one I'm riding on.
Yeah. So how tall is your character?
Wait, come on. Porterbender isn't a sidecar. His knees are like.
Wait, is it just one bike that we all ride? Yeah,
it's just one giant bike.
All right, so there's one bike that I drive with two saddle cars, one for Porterbender and one for Phantom Manring, and then Mother Killer just sits on my shoulder, and Laurentis rides a hoverboard behind us, holding onto a rope.
I'm assuming you're pretty giant, right?
I'm like a full orc, so I'm probably like 7.5-8 feet tall.
Yeah, I'm probably like 3 feet.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm about the same height as you, but a lot thinner.
Yeah.
No, I'm pretty thin too.
My character,
him. Yeah, because I'm part elf.
Laurentis is on the short side, like maybe 4 feet tall, but he's definitely demonic. He has like the ram horns, and he's got like cloven hooves for feet.
Do you smell like sulfur?
Yes.
And are you hot to the touch?
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
So as you're passing by, you see Professor Siegfried testing out his telepathic cow helmet.
Hey, if it's Siegfried, couldn't it be a telepathic white tiger helmet?
Sure.
This place is lousy with white tigers.
Yeah.
But they're incredibly docile.
Pygmy cows and docile white tigers.
He's trying to have a conversation with the white tiger, but the white tiger just wants to eat him.
and keeps telling him people about how delicious he looks. People actually have
herds of white tigers.
No, they're docile.
He doesn't actually eat.
He doesn't want to eat.
True.
I'd really like to eat you, but you're not.
I would like to eat you so bad, but I'm tame.
Resist the urge. Resist the urge, mein Tiger.
But I'm so hungry.
Nine.
You look delicious.
Nine. Come on, just be food bringer. I stop thinking about eating you after you give me food.
Very good. He throws him a steak. Alright, so...
I so wish this was you.
This tastes as good as you look.
So as you guys are approaching the gorge, you see blocking the way are three sleeping giants.
I ease off the bike. Should we try to go around them?
Are these
just go through
giants, or are they were giants?
Make me a think perception.
I'm gonna
perception. How does this work now?
I fail.
You roll a d12.
Okay.
Unless my music ability.
And what do we do with that?
And you compare it to your action score, which is your
think
your trait plus
think
whatever,
right?
Yeah.
And I compare the number I roll to that number, and in what way does it matter?
You want
to
get under it.
I didn't.
I got 11,
too. I'm sorry, wait. Perception plus 3 is...
I think perception score
seven,
is...
You should write your final score down there. So
okay, that's a good idea.
I actually made it, because it's mine, and I rolled an 8.
All right.
6.
I got a 6 out of 7.
I got an 11 out of 8.
7? 7, 6.
You perceive nothing!
Well, I saw they were giants.
Think perception, right?
Mm-hmm.
So perception is 6, 7, 8, 9, and I rolled an 11. So no, I didn't roll under it.
They are indeed were-giants.
Ugh, did that one have to fall asleep spread-eagled across the road?
Well, just makes it easier to punch them in the nuts. Want me to just ride the bike straight into him?
That'll let him know we're here.
I'll dismount first.
Oh, wait, we don't want to trash the bike.
That's true. I know something drove into my nuts while I was asleep. The first thing I would do is crush it.
How big are these were-giants?
The were-giants are, they're about 3 Berts.
Okay, so they're like 18
feet tall.
How
big was Bert again?
So like 20 feet tall.
Yeah.
So I like come up to their waist. Ish.
And I come up to their ankle-ish. Probably a little higher than that, right? Not quite the knee, though?
No.
My
shin-ish.
Will's choking.
Will's actually choking now.
Will, do you need CPR?
He's not speaking.
That sucked.
Oh.
You okay?
So for my food earlier, I had hot pepper on it. And I belched, and the hot pepper came back.
Ah.
And it's right in my chest.
The whole pepper?
Do you want something to drink? We got iced tea over
here. Notice me going back and forth drinking it?
Yeah.
But
do you want any Tums? I don't have any, but you should take some.
No, I need, like, liquid bread.
So, all right.
Beer.
Yeah.
Or milk.
Get us some stouts. All right, so...
there's beer in the fridge if you want to grab one.
Yes.
Actually, grab me one, too. Bone Cleaver dismounts from the bike and hits the kickstand. Well, it doesn't have a kickstand. There's 2 saddle cars. It doesn't need a kickstand. Yeah, it just powers down. Right. Time to kill some giants. Oh, wait. Do we get armor as gear?
You could take armor.
I would like to do that. I'm going to be getting punched by giants.
All right. So armor...
I think my Omni-Tool should have a nail gun, too.
So armored clothing is 100.
What does that mean?
That means
100.
1 minor, 0
severe.
Yeah.
That makes sense for me then.
Kevlar vest is 210. A flak jacket is 321, but minus 1 to dex. Riot gear is 432, minus 2 to dex. Leather armor is 100 minus 1 to dex, and chainmail is 210 minus 2 to dex.
I have the armor of House Amriel, which I'm counting as a Kevlar vest.
I have armored clothing, just because that's how it works.
Thank you.
What was the first one called?
Armored clothing.
Yeah, that's what I have.
Heavy plate is 432.
Where do we write that?
On your sheet.
What's the penalty to that?
Minus three.
Armored
somewhere clothing. Around the tiny character sheet.
And full plate helmet and a chainmail is 210 minus 20.
210 minus 2 to dex?
Yeah.
So that's just minus 2 dex everything?
Anytime you use dex, yeah.
Even if it was... Oh, wait, no, I'm right.
Because it's heavy.
Yeah.
Yes, your dexterity is impaired.
Right. All right. So what was the chainmail you said?
Chainmail is 210. That's heavy plate is 432.
No, I'll go with chainmail.
You can also put on a helmet.
What would that do?
Helmet, a full plate helmet is 321, but it's minus 3 to perception. Half helm is 210, and it's minus 1 to perception.
Nah, no helmet.
My character just has goat legs, like...
Chainmail was minus 2 dex?
Yeah.
A ridiculous demonic chest plate and a long coat and goggles. And he's got knives strapped to him.
Alright, so I have to change my scores here because now my dex is 4.
And obviously, like, if you want to sci-fi it up and make it like a power armored suit.
Yeah, it's not actually chainmail. It's, something like that, yeah. It's like a power armor. Not like... Yeah, I'll figure it out. It's not actually chainmail. It just has those stats. Which means... Wait, so if my dex was 4, it was 6 before, I spent 4 to bring it up to 8. Because I would have spent 4. Okay, yeah.
So, yeah, while you're wearing the armor, it's minus 3 to all dex rolls.
Minus 2.
Minus 2, right. Which is another reason that skills would be helpful because,
right.
You know... All right, so you have sleeping giants. What do you want to do?
I would like to kill them.
Yeah, I'm going to sneak up to one of them.
An attack of opportunity.
All right, so make if you want to make a sneak attack, you do that is
avoid dex.
Avoid dex. Yes.
How big are the giants?
Like 20 feet tall.
I rolled a 3 out of 11.
A 3 out of 11.
Okay. I rolled a 5 out of 8.
As a sneak attack, if I were to nail gun that giant, the one that's asleep spread eagle, if I were to nail his testicles to the ground.
Yes.
I don't think you have a nail large that? Enough. To be honest
with you. Oh, you're right.
It's a giant.
Yeah, never mind.
If you're giving him thorns in the scrotum, which also would suck, but not giving you what you want.
All right, so they don't notice you, Ryan.
Yeah. Well, I got a 5 out of 8.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm going to let Ryan go first.
I'm going to walk up to one of them.
Saunter up,
yeah.
If anybody else wants to move into attack range, you have to make a sneak check.
Okay.
I'm going to hang back. That's what I always do.
Avoid dex.
Avoid dex.
I'm going to stab him in the eye.
Okay. So you would roll... Are you using your knife?
Yes.
Attack
dex.
Which one are you stabbing in the eye?
Not the one that's spread-eagled across. Right,
so there's a cyclops...
I'm stabbing the Cyclops. Okay. Yeah. I'm going after that bastard.
So there's Ryan, you hate Cyclops.
I do.
So there's a Cyclops. There's a giant, like, porcine boar-tusked one.
Ooh, porcine.
And then there's a, there's just sort of a hairy caveman looking one.
Which is the one that's spread eagle.
The hairy caveman.
I'm gonna go right up between them, and I'm gonna raise up Schnookums, mm-hmm. and I bring it down right on his crotch.
Okay. So is anybody else sneaking?
Yes. Yeah. I succeeded. 8 out of 9.
Okay. Will.
What am I?
Avoid dex.
Avoid dex. And I'm doing a d12 for that.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
10.
Out of
8.
So
I missed it.
10 out of... Oh.
So you failed.
I failed.
All right. So...
Forgot 10 is bad.
Well, I will give you...
12 is really bad. 12 is a crit fail.
Because they failed also, I will give you a choice. You can't you can't sneak up on them without waking them up.
Mm-hmm.
So you can step back and not get an attack, not get a surprise attack, or you can wake them up.
Step back.
Okay. So
on my stab,
whoever succeeded, roll for attack. So you got a success, Ryan?
Yeah. And all since right. It was a sneak attack,
right?
And I rolled. I get an I succeeded, and I get a crit.
All right. So roll. That's 2d4 severe.
I also succeeded in hitting him. So I do. Let's see,
Chris.
I want to use kind of like a saw thing on my Omni tool to cut through one of their Achilles tendons. So they can't get up.
So that's four on the Cyclops to directly to his eye.
So if you want to make that a called shot that directly, like...
I rolled two.
Like, if you specifically...
I don't think I could reach very many other places.
No, but you... To reach his Achilles tendon as opposed to, say, just his ankle or just his toe...
Okay.
That would be at a... resistance score of 4.
So I'd have to roll more than 4 and less than my score.
Yes.
Now...
That seems backwards, because you want to get lower is better.
But the... So, no, the idea is that the harder it is...
Right, but if you roll... No, you should do it down, because a 1 is a critical success.
Right. 1 is always a crit.
But with what you just said, a 1 is a failure.
No, a 1 would be still... A 1 is always a crit, no matter what.
Well, then you should have it go down. So if
that
his
doesn't
max,
make sense.
If his max score was 9, if it's a difficulty 4, his score is now 5. He has to roll under a 5.
Yeah.
This is the way I want to do it.
Okay.
So you have to roll between a 4 and...
It makes the penalty less, because it's really a difficulty 3, because a 1 still counts.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I've done the math. This is how I want to do it. We'll talk about the logistics later.
I don't have, when we did the Omni-Tool thing before, you gave me hatchet, various drills, and hammers. I'd also like to add nail gun and saw. What could I put for those things for that?
Nail gun and saw. Nail gun, 1d4 severe, would be like a crossbow.
1d4 severe.
And saw would be kind of like a sword, I guess.
I guess, kind of.
1d4 plus damage bonus severe.
4 plus DB...
No, silly.
Okay, so it's going to be 1d4 minus 1.
Yeah. I'm going to put that for my...
Oh, wait, I have to roll the...
You'd probably be better off
here,
using your knife drill.
That's 1d4, yeah, okay. Yeah, various drill. I shall do that.
You can drill it right into his Achilles tendon.
That's right.
I've got 11 damage on the guy's balls.
So I roll this to see if I hit.
Oh, basically, Alex, the idea, which the reason that I'm doing it this way... is because if your attack, if the thing is difficult
attack,
enough,
dex.
You might not be able to do it.
I'm going to do attack dex.
So
right?
If the resistance
right.
score
okay.
is 4 and you have a score of 3,
you
can only do it on a crit.
Okay.
So wait, I rolled a 4 exactly.
So that you succeed.
That's
good,
counts.
Right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, so
then I roll this.
So now you roll your damage.
2.
Okay. So the so this is what happens. So, Alex, how much damage did you do?
11.
11.
Severe.
Okay.
What does that feel like? 11 severe damage to your balls.
That's an unfortunate thing.
All right. So, Alex, you do
giant.
11 severe damage. To one of the giants.
To the spread eagle one.
To the spread eagle one.
You separated his testicles. Permanently.
Now he's got three.
He might close his legs. Up.
One and two halves.
It's all right. I can take it.
Um,
Oh, wait, no, I just deal double damage in combat because my level 3 Berserker Rage.
Well, you didn't activate it.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and Chris, you dealt...
2.
2? Okay. So,
I guess I did that one to the one that...
Ryan was attacking.
Yeah.
All right, so Alex,
yeah. He's blind and now has one foot, one leg.
You lift up Schnookums, and you just saw this guy's crotch. you know, Snookums is the axe.
Yeah, but it's got like the blade is a chainsaw. Right.
It's like a chainsaw blade, and it begins vibrate. It's like an energy, like a vibro blade. Almost. Yeah. It's an energy that sort of courses around it, and you just. Saw through this guy's crotch, and he howls and just starts bleeding like a stuck pig. He's out.
Bone Cleaver is standing there getting sprayed in blood and laughing maniacally.
Chris.
Anybody else find that terrifying?
Laurentis, you take your... which one did you attack?
The Cyclops.
He's Laurentis.
Right. Okay, so you... You hop up on the Cyclops' face, and you poke him in the eye with your dagger, and then backflip off. How much did you do?
4.
He reaches up and grabs his eye, and says, and starts.
No one has attacked me.
And starts screaming.
I can't see you.
I'm attacking the same one, Mother Killer.
And Mother Killer. You sneak up behind the when the Cyclops goes to stand up. You just take out your little drill and you stick him in the Achilles tendon, and he crumples to his feet, crying. All right.
I feel like maybe I drill through it, then stop the drill, and then just grab it and go.
Yeah.
Oh, that's just painful.
All right, let's roll initiative.
How do we do that?
You roll a d12 and add your wits.
Okay.
Yay, double digits.
Ooh, 12 plus 6.
They're going at 5.
18.
13.
8. Oh. I rolled a 3, too.
7.
I too go at 8.
All right, so... 8.
I do have one.
What are you going at, Ryan?
13.
What are you going at, Will?
7.
And what are you going at, Chris?
18.
All right, Chris, what are you doing?
Small but fast.
So the he fell back down, or is he like on his knees? Small, the one that we fixed, Ryan and I.
He's on his knees.
That was he.
So hey, it might be small, but it's fierce.
He's on his knees.
Yeah, he's on his knees. One knee or both knees?
Narishi
blows. One knee.
So I'm going to continue working on his leg, the knee that's on the ground.
Okay.
I want to drill into his kneecap. Yeah, I figure
that's
I've got
horrible.
An Omni tool on either arm. So I'm just...
Oh, man, so if you punch someone, it's...
All right, roll for it, Chris.
Sounds like someone with a Dremel.
With a drill.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's attack dex.
Right. Oh, no, I didn't. 11 out of 9.
All right, so you go to stick him in the...
Oh, wait, I get plus 3 for using attack with tools.
Okay.
So is that... That's good then, right?
Yeah, so you succeeded.
You succeeded.
10. So 11 out of 11.
Succeeded.
All right. So yeah, you get him right in the...
kneecap.
Yeah. That's the other thing is that you want to roll...
Wait, you
higher
can,
is better.
Laying down? Because you can't reach
lower
the
than your score.
Okay.
Right. So that's another reason. Like, you want to roll higher, as high as you can, with being under your score.
Right.
That's why the resistance score goes.
Yeah, true. Yeah. Okay.
So various drills, 1d4 severe.
Yep.
4.
4. All right. You knock his... You basically drill right through his kneecap.
Drill, baby, drill.
It's like you punched through it, and his leg just sort of comes undone, and he goes falling forward.
He's out? Backwards or to the side, maybe?
Nope, forward.
Good luck!
Ah, perhaps I was on the side then.
Nope.
Okay.
You have to run.
All right. What are you going to be doing?
Because I got him in the ankle.
Sure.
All right.
Ryan, what are you
doing? I drilled through the back of his knee.
Yeah.
Chris just killed the Cyclops. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, I did?
Yeah, you took him out. He's down for the count. Alex, circumcised.
I castrated the other one to death.
Yeah, you didn't circumcise him, no.
That was the word I was looking for. Castrated the hairy caveman, and then there's a pig giant.
We'll call him Damien.
Okay. I guess I'm gonna vault across the two dead giants. And,
No, I don't think so.
Try to sneak attack the pig giant.
Thought it was funny.
All right, so
you killed the giant.
Roll your attack deck.
Yeah. No, he's dead.
All right.
Okay.
It's just the pig giant left, I guess. Just Amy.
Yeah. The these are the grunts, so they're really crunchy.
7 out of 11.
7 out of 11.
Hmm.
All right.
Hang on.
And roll for damage. And this isn't a crit.
I guess 7 out of 11. I want to do so.
Why is it not a crit?
Because it's not a surprise attack anymore, because they know...
We're slurping.
The surprise attack was the first round.
Okay.
No, but he always gets surprise attacks, right?
Yeah,
No, you always get a crit when it's a surprise attack.
Okay, I'm going to use my camouflage... Oh, it's too late now.
Right. You're there.
Like, the whole point of it is you can only use a backstab when they don't know you're there. You could use your camouflage, but you would have to use a turn to disappear.
Okay.
Like you
They're
could.
Not going to last that long.
Right. Yeah. You could use
I did 3 damage, so...
3 damage.
I guess I'll just, like, stab him in the calf or something.
Like, if you were fighting a boss with more, you know, substance, you could disappear and then do a backstab.
Okay.
Alex.
Well, I'm going to walk up to the other one that's around and kill him.
All right.
I got an 11 out of 11 with my great axe.
Wow.
Roll for the damage.
I don't think there's anything on what you're doing.
11.
11.
Bone Cleaver is just laughing, sprayed with the blood of the other one. He hops over his leg and sees the guy that Ryan just stabbed.
All right, so... the pig guy snorts and goes to charge at, let's say he goes to charge at Porterbender.
Okay.
And, you just cleave right through his feet.
Can I just reach up and gut him?
Sure. And he just crumbles to the ground, and he's...
Yeah, at that range, you're 8 feet in height, plus your...
Plus my axe.
The great axe is another 4 feet at least, so yeah. You should be able to make contact with the midsection.
Alright, so the giants are dead.
That was a good warm-up. I wiped the blood off my face.
I just stand there with my rifle. That was over quick.
Can we loot their bodies?
Yes.
What do they have?
Giant clubs. They have some gold.
Giant gold.
Wait, is it giant gold or regular?
No, it's regular gold.
Oh. How do they get it?
They used to be people.
Yeah.
Right.
No, but how? All right. Yeah, they just still have it.
Right.
There's an ID in there.
Ooh, whose ID is it? Wait, no, I can't read. Doesn't matter.
Whose ID is it?
I'll take it.
He's got one of them shiny picture things.
Give it to me.
This was Cornwallis.
Picture name.
Cornwallis, name the picture. Local blacksmith. That
Cornwallis
was,
the blacksmith. We hardly knew you.
Yeah. That was the Cyclops. Because and you know Cornwallis has one eye. Cornwallis always wears an eye patch.
Uh-huh.
The butcher. The pig is the butcher. Higgins, the butcher. And the caveman-looking one was Marlena the Whore.
Well, that's a sad commentary. Oh, look, Marlena. How much gold do they have?
50 gold.
The disturbing thing.
That's 10 each.
How hairy she became.
No, it makes sense if you've seen her.
Very well.
10 gold, did I hear?
Yes. All right, so to get to the gorge, you know that you need to go through the blasted labyrinth.
I guess we can't bring our hover bike in there.
No. So you have to go forward on foot.
All right. So I parked the bike at the entrance of the blasted labyrinth.
Lock it up.
maybe we've got a little button and it folds up into a small cube and we can carry
yes.
it.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's good. Yeah. So the blasted labyrinth looks like it used
it folds
to be...
up into a backpack that he carries on his back.
Turns to a capsule.
It used to be a defensive fortress, and now it's more or less a crater.
We'll get this back in 2 days.
In the ground.
So it's less a labyrinth and more a crater.
Yes.
It's a very confusing crater, though. Mm-hmm.
But
the nomenclature is a bit outdated.
The walls have... The reason it's called the Blasted Labyrinth is because the walls of the fortress have crumbled into a maze-like structure. So it's sort of a... like a junkyard maze where the walls are piled high with debris
stuff.
And detritus.
Right, well, someone else should take the lead, and if something needs killing, then me and Schnookums will take care of that.
Alright, so you can make think perception to find your way through.
I'll try, but I succeeded. Alright, well.
I got it.
You gonna roll
five
the dice?
Out of nine.
Nope, I missed it.
7 out of 8.
Go ahead. I'm not going first.
Will critically failed.
Yeah, I'm good.
Will critically failed?
Yes.
Oh, is that all right. 12?
Mm-hmm.
So Will, Fatum, you got this. So you take the lead. And
one guy who should not take the lead, but I'm taking the lead.
You're going too fast.
Okay.
And you turn a corner. You've lost Fatum. You know where you're going.
No, Fatum, come back.
Bone Cleaver, you know where you're going. Who else passed?
I did.
I passed.
Yeah, and Laurentius, you didn't critically fail, so you don't know where you're going, but you're just following them.
But
yeah.
you guys are both tall, right?
Oh, yeah.
And yes. I'm riding on your shoulder, so we
sure.
probably just see over the walls.
Wait. That just holds you up.
Yeah.
Which way are we going?
That way.
But Fatum, you're turned around and you're lost.
No, that's not good.
So you guys can either keep going to the end or you can look for Fatum.
So we can abandon Will. We're a mercenary band that's been together for a while, right?
Yeah.
We don't leave a man behind.
Oh, Fatum.
Fatum got lost again.
Fatum.
The maze is just like a junk maze.
Can I take a flaw of bad direction?
Sure, it doesn't give you anything.
Damn it.
Can we have a procedure in place for when we lose Fatum already? We just get to the end of where the confusing part is and start a big fire. And then when he sees the fire, that's where he goes. This has happened so many times.
Sure. Right. Either we all meet up at the fountain in the center, or we start a fire at the end. Depends where we are.
Well, it's a crater, right? So it's a mm-hmm. depression. So presumably we could, like, climb out of the crater at the other side and, like, call out directions to him because we'd be able to see him
okay.
in the maze.
Yeah.
Yeah, plus if we were higher than him, it would be easier to see fire.
Yeah. All right, so we succeeded, so we can get out,
yes.
right? We find our way through. And then we'll light a big signal fire for Fatum.
All right. Fatum, make a think perception to see the signal fire.
You should have some sort of powder or something that you throw in the fire to make it a weird color so it stands out even more.
I can certainly do that. The flame is now blue.
Ooh.
4 out of 11. 4 out of 11. Wait, you have an 11 in think perception and you
roll
12. Wow.
That
right.
can happen.
Yeah, no, I know it can. It sucks.
There's a 1 in 12 chance.
So, yeah, you look up and you see the signal fire.
I'm lost again.
You didn't even realize until you saw the fire?
Yeah.
Right. Hey, I'm doing well, guys.
You see the signal fire.
Oh,
crap.
Yeah. You
guys,
see the signal fire,
guys,
and you turn around
fire,
and you
guys?
See that nobody's there.
Well, they got lost this time.
I thought I had it this time. So I follow the fire.
All right, so you follow the fire.
Are you guys familiar with Ron Mullen Half? There's a character named...
Yes, character, I know this.
About Ryoga. He's got a terrible sense of direction, and I'll make this real quick. One time, he's trying to get to Tokyo, I think it is, and he asks someone for directions, and they go, oh, that's easy. Just get on this road and follow it straight. It goes right into Tokyo. He goes, just follow this road straight. He's like, yeah, get on this road and follow it straight. Easiest thing in the world. He goes, all right, he starts running, and eventually... Not too far away, he gets to the part where the road turns. And there's a big sign, and it says Tokyo. And it's pointing the way the road turns. And he goes, ah, straight, you say, huh? And he runs right through the barrier at the end of the road and into the woods and just keeps going straight. And that's what I think Will does.
Yes.
Paid him.
And no, Will does it too.
Well, I mean, we know that's what Will does.
All right, after about a half hour, Fatum shows up.
Oh, there he is.
I thought I had it that time, guys.
So glad you could join us.
Thought I had it that time.
Fatum, we really are going to have to lash you to Bone Cleaver.
Yep.
It's really not that bad.
Well, I mean, you're upwind.
So, as you pass through the blasted... labyrinth, you see before you is the gorge. It's a...
Is it gorgeous?
Yes.
Mm. Ithaca is gorgeous.
Yeah, it's a literal... It's a crack gorge in the earth where it's said that the...
I mean, I didn't think it was a figurative gorge.
Yeah.
I did.
It's painted. It's a painted gorge.
Where it looks like...
Is it an engorged gorge?
It's legend says that this is where the plague came from.
The earth cracked open and the plague came out.
There were a bunch of small people at the bottom, and the moon came out and they became giant and they were able to climb out.
Where-itis. And...
Where-itis.
Where-itis?
You know...
The moon is out, you sounds get pretty so right full that you're tired?
You know that at the bottom of this gorge, there are many giants, and Tabitha told you that this is where they're holding Victus Imperius the Emperor.
Where's his keep thing? Is it at the bottom or
that's
the top?
That's the spire, the tower in the distance. That's not where you're going. He was taken
from there to where we are now.
Oh, from there to... Okay. I thought there was like a fort at the gorge and they were under attack.
There might be. We haven't been to the bottom yet.
So we have to get to the bottom of the gorge?
Yes.
Okay.
Or we have to lure everything out.
How deep is the gorge?
It's maybe 100 or so feet deep.
How many cows is that? Now, cows are short and tall? Or?
Cows are like a foot and a half long.
It's like it's like a regular cow, but yes. Squished.
Look, okay, where I'm from, cows are different.
No, it's fine. I love it.
That's how they are in the Meadowlands.
Happy cows come from California. Apparently, squished cows come from Pennsylvania.
No, the Meadowlands.
New Jersey.
Look, the slenderest raise their cows differently, all right?
Oh, God, they're slender cows.
They have very skinny legs.
Tentacles.
They're like those elephants in the Dolly paintings.
Yeah, they all look like Dolly paintings, absolutely.
I think they look like those floaty jellyfish aliens from Mass Effect, except they just touch the ground, and they're white with black spots.
That's kind of what the elephants look like.
Yeah. All
right, so, yeah, you're at the gorge, and, you know, you can see down at the bottom of the gorge, there's a lot of rock in the way, but if you climbed past,
let's roll the rocks out of the way.
If the rocks were out of the way, you know that at the bottom of the gorge there's a lot of crawling with giants and
well then what if we push the rocks in onto the giants?
No, it's so the gorge, it's like there's the precipice, and then there's sort of a sloping rock.
Oh, like face. A pile of debris that goes down. Okay.
If we cause an avalanche, though, we might kill Victus Imperius.
Hmm.
And then he won't pay us.
Mother killer, why don't I throw you down, like on a rope, and you can see what it is, and I'll pull you back real quick.
Oh, perhaps.
Like a human yo-yo.
Well, I mean, don't be insensitive. He's not human.
That's right, a little slower than throw down.
kickdown.
I've been wanting to try out throwing you.
You keep asking.
I know. I think it would be really cool. You can put your two drills out like this, and I'll just throw you.
I'm not opposed to the idea, just not down a gorge.
Think about how much speed you'll get.
That's the problem.
The quick sphere special.
The quick draw quarterling. Alright, well then we might as well just all go down. Doesn't want to be thrown. I don't see the point.
Well, how would you feel if someone wanted to throw you?
I'd be pretty impressed, honestly.
Yeah, you're right. I would too.
Well, the giants may do just that.
The next time you see a giant, you have to stop in front of it and go, "Throw me!
Why do you want that to happen?
Oh, for the experience.
You have to go up to the giant. Hoppy! Hoppy!
Hoppy.
Alright, so how are you going to handle this?
Right, well, these giants aren't going to slaughter themselves.
No, they're not. I'm still covered in giant
blood.
Does
the gorge have, like, a ledge?
Yeah.
So we can kind of...
Allegedly.
Allegedly at the ledge?
Yeah.
So we can traverse it, supposedly?
How wide is the gorge?
Maybe, like, a mile.
Oh, that's a big gorge.
Exceptional gorge. Alright, down we go.
Mile wide and only 100 feet deep.
Or 50 cows deep?
50 cows deep.
50 cows. Slenderest cows.
Yeah. Alright, so you guys climb down the rock face. Make me a. You can do avoid dex or avoid strength.
We'll do avoid dex, because that's higher.
We're by,
strength.
Wait, we're right by junkyard, right? Kind of the blasted thing.
Yeah.
Critical success.
Or ladder or something to make it easier for everyone.
You can make that. It would. I'll give you if you make a ladder, you get a +3.
Oh, I got a critical success.
Well, I succeeded, but
I'll make the ladder anyway.
Yeah, I got
what is that going to be like? Tinker plus dex.
Yeah.
You know, it might
or
be...
Or intelligence, Tinker.
It might be a good escape plan, because you can lower it down into the gorge, and then once we all run from the giants...
3 out of 9.
All right, so...
What do you mean,
right? Oh, wait, no, it's better than that, because... Oh, no, machinery. Yeah, I used machinery to make it, right?
Yeah. You got drills and stuff on your arms.
So, Mother Killer, you say, ooh, I have an idea! And you head off into the junkyard, and you are looking around for bits of chain or rope and things that you can use as you know, sort of a rope ladder. And then you look over and there's a rope ladder embedded in the wall.
Ah, guys, I made that.
Yeah, and then I was just going to say, you take it and you're like, guys, look what I made.
Yeah. I'm already halfway. Yeah, I got a critical success. I'm already like halfway down.
All right, so you show up with the rope ladder.
Wasted a 1 on that.
Bone Cleaver, you jump up on sort of a loose.
Do I rock
slab.
Surf down?
Yeah,
yes.
You hop up on a sort of a loose slab of stone, and you just hack at the. You hack it. You can see where it's attached. It's attached to the surface, and you just hack at it and break it, and it comes loose and starts to. Slide down and you surf.
I'm picturing Laurentis as like cautiously making his way down, and I just go, whoa! I just go, he's like sliding down.
Yeah, Laurentis, you're sort of just cautiously like, all right, put my foot here, and this is.
Yeah!
And then you just see him surf past you on
there's like a dust cloud.
Yeah. And then a second later, a ladder unfurls past me, and I just climb down. Hey, how's it going?
Yeah.
Giant, idiot, orcish moron.
Wee!
So you're climbing
down.
Alright, so make a void dex or avoid strength +3.
Oh, I should roll
If you're using Chris's ladder, roll +3.
Avoid strength or avoid dex, you said?
Right. I passed my climb check.
I did it.
I'm climbing down.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I did the same thing.
I did use
5 out of
11. Okay. I think it was 5 out of 11 as well, but it was 5 under.
Alright, so everybody gets down.
So you're at the bottom of the gorge.
Of the bottom of the gorge.
And here at the bottom of the gorge, you see carved into the rock face at the bottom is what looks like sort of their makeshift buildings. It looks like there's little, like, alcoves and caverns. It looks almost like it's a city carved into the side of the rock face.
Wow.
And there are corpses everywhere. Human corpses.
Where corpses?
Nope, just, well, you don't know. They're human corpses.
All right. I suppose they could come back to life when the moon sets.
That's just mad.
So, why don't you guys make a, avoid charisma.
Avoid charisma.
Avoid charisma. Are we being rude?
Oh, good.
Uh-oh.
I critically failed.
Charisma. 4.
No.
12. I critically failed as well.
All right.
That's the don't go insane roll.
Oh, good. That's the one I wanted to fail.
Derek, avoid charisma.
Wait, I'm trying to figure this out. So, it's just my charisma. If I add anything to it, it's just my charisma, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay, then I failed as well.
All
right. Critical fail?
No, I just failed by 1.
Ooh. Loser.
Yeah.
So everyone who critical failed, you take a madness point.
Where does that go?
Wait, what happened?
Roll Chris and I avoid charisma. You came across a
pile of bodies.
It's just like
a charnel house. As
a charnel house.
Nope.
Okay. Regular failure?
Yeah.
Okay, so everybody who regular failed, just take 1.
And how many should my mad
critically fail, take 2.
Okay, how much should that be? That's minor.
How much should what be?
The madness.
It's your charisma plus intelligence divided by 2.
Wait, what did you just do? Where did you put that?
Since Ed didn't do 2 separate damage tracks, I divided them myself.
Yeah, round up.
Yeah, I have to retool the sheet.
Obviously, Ed has been very lazy and has not done...
Alright, I just made a box and wrote madness and then made 2 hash marks. Yeah. I'm going to stick with that.
You have to remember what your threshold is.
What is my threshold?
It's your charisma plus your intelligence divided by 2.
Oh, that's not high.
My threshold is 7.
My 1
is not a problem.
It's 4 and intelligence.
I can take a 1. That's not a problem.
So that's 11. No, 11. So you get 6, because it's rounded up.
So, 6.
Well, because instead, I take my break when I'm supposed to leave, though. Anyways.
I'm a third of the way there.
So am I. And I got 1, so.
All right. So, yeah, you get there, and it looks like a city, and there are bodies of various ages and states of decay. Strewn about.
Reminds me of home.
Some of them look like they've been chewed upon.
This was unexpected.
Well, I mean, what do giants eat?
True, but...
Eat people?
I mean, cows are so small. It'd hardly be a meal for a giant.
And, that and they've got those terrifying tentacle things.
Oh yeah!
I mean, I'm from the infernal pits, and they still creep me out.
They are pretty damn creepy.
And if you look around and you see, so wait, what are you going to do? So you're here. So you see this city, and it looks like the streets, the road, the bottom of the gorge. It looks almost like it's abandoned.
This city, is it giant sized or normal sized?
It's normal sized.
Okay.
Are there any giants?
You can look around.
Sure, let's do that.
I mean, we are here to kill giants.
What's that?
That's that.
Perception of some kind? Think perception?
Yeah.
Yep, 3 out of 8.
Nope. Critical fail. I also do not like this D12.
All right.
Well, I'm not noticing anything. I'm going to go to the bathroom.
All right. So, for those of you who failed, nothing happens. For those of you who succeeded,
you okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
You're looking around and you see that in one of the rough-hewn buildings, is a stone staircase headed downward, and there looks like there's light coming from down there, and you can hear noises.
Did anyone else succeed?
No, I critically failed.
I've succeeded.
I'm too busy, like, poking a body with a stick.
Hey,
All right.
There's a there's stairs over
yeah,
there.
Yeah, and for those of you who critically failed, you can't take your eyes off these bodies because there's women and children and old people and
so many of them.
We should go down there.
The stairway that he pointed to, is it normal sized or giant sized?
Giant sized.
Oh.
Well, they're gonna know where they are.
Yeah. Kind of obvious. Once you stop poking the bodies.
Yeah. You gotta kick them.
Seems to be that the passage we should take. Don't you
say you have to kick them?
Well, that's how you know if they're dead.
This one's pretty dead, and I stabbed this twig into its chest.
Oh, that's another way to do it.
It screams.
Oh, God, it wasn't dead! Gods! Gods, forgive me, it wasn't dead.
Why would you do that?
What
are you doing amongst the bodies?
See, I told you, that's why you kick them.
Take it out! Take it out!
I'm gonna take it out!
She's gonna make it work.
Please just kill me.
Well, alright.
We just made that incredibly dark.
Laurentius, the imp with a heart.
Wait. Before you die, tell me, do you have any money?
No!
Right.
Wait. Who did this to you? Was it the Giants?
Yes.
See, told you it was the Giants.
No, it was me!
Well, I mean, you did the immediate damage, but you weren't the one who put him in this stack of bodies.
They came from underground.
From right over there?
Yes.
Yeah, see, told you, Giants. Ha.
They took the Emperor.
Well, yep, that's why we're here. Do you know how many there are?
Lots.
Schnookums is going to eat well today. Right. Anyone else have any questions, or should I just kill them?
Well, we do have a healer, don't we?
Oh,
I could help him.
Well, but I mean, that's... Aren't like those our supplies? I'm just saying, we're the ones who are going to go fight giants.
He didn't ask for us to help him, he asked for us to kill him.
I look at
Wait, if you can heal me, don't kill me, heal me.
Right. Now he wants
to be. I look at him and I attempt to administer first aid.
Alright, are you doing first aid or are you.
Well, he does have a definitively stick shaped stab wound.
That's going to get infected.
I was going to use my healing skill, not my healing ability.
Okay.
Makes sense?
Alright, so with your healing skill, you can stop him from dying.
Try not to scream as I debride the wound.
Oh, there's some bark in there. Let me get that.
I rolled a 2.
A 2. Alright, so you take out a salve and you pour it on it, and it burns and cauterizes the wound. Mm-hmm.
I before he does that, I like take off my belt, fold it over a couple of times, and then
you wrap a bandage around him, and you put on a healing ointment, and the pain sort of subsides.
Now let that be a lesson to you, mortal. What are you doing hanging out in a pile of bodies?
I'm not hanging out here. Like, I was still injured.
Listen, a pile of bodies is a really good hiding spot. I've done it a few times.
Yeah. I mean, like...
It's how I was born.
They were chasing...
A pile of bodies.
Just the one.
They were chasing me. One of them kicked me. I pretended I was dead.
See? Kick them.
You'll now find that you're not going to die. From this wound, at least. Oh. I suggest you... Make haste, topside.
Where'd that
ladder
from?
For you.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, and there's an nice big bonfire up there if you want to warm your feet up.
It's the blue one.
Thank you. I think I'm going to just...
Run as fast as I can.
Catch my breath for a second, because, I'm still... Love still you. Suffering, and he stares at... He stares at Laurentius.
See, would it have been better if you had been kicked instead of stabbed with a stick?
Much better.
See?
All right, fine. I'll kick them from now on. Are you happy?
A little bit.
Laurentius, you look over and you kick a dead body. You kick the head right off. Oh! Why would you do that?
He didn't
You're
really
not good at this.
I can't win.
Right, so are we going to go kill some were-giants?
Let's do it.
Wait a minute. They're were-giants?
Well, that's what we were told.
We've never seen them without the full moon, so maybe they're just regular giants.
Oh, my God. You better get away.
You son of a bitch! You were bitten, weren't you?
Yes.
See, I told you we should have just killed them.
Wait. Maybe they are were-giants, then.
Oh, my God. I can feel that.
I cut his head off. I just take out Schnookums.
All right, I won't make you roll for it.
Well, I did say he wouldn't die from that wound.
That's true.
So my karma stays intact.
See, now you don't have to feel bad about it. He was going to kill us. It was a preemptive strike.
Yeah, it was.
The way Derek said that, like, isn't easy.
Well, he would have died from that wound.
All right, so
and that's why you kick him.
Derek's favorite non-fatal wound.
So you guys are headed down the stairs?
Yeah, I'm going to stealth down.
Yeah, sure.
Ed just...
That's
here's what happened with
avoid
that.
Avoid Dex.
Ed went for the joke. Brought a guy back to life and realized, crap, what do I do with him?
Nope.
Now I got rid of him.
11 out of 11.
10 out of 8.
What are we doing?
If you want to stealth, it's avoid Dex.
Oh, God, I'm not going to stealth.
I guess I'll do it.
Well...
Well,
I did it. 4 out of 9.
I get plus 3 on stealth, so I made it. Because that's 11.
Nope.
Does my music ability affect my stealth roll?
Oh, all right. All right. I'm not here. I'm being sneaky. All
right. So anybody who failed, you
just throw the sound of my steps.
Hey, I'm over here.
Oh, I hear someone coming, but they're over there.
They also failed. So anyone who failed, because you didn't critically fail, and they also failed. You kind of realize that there's not a way, like, Alex, you realize, or Bone Cleaver, you realize that your armor is just not going to fit down that, like, you're going to have to squeeze through.
Wait a minute, it's a hole for giants.
Yeah, you're right. you realize that there's sort of no way for you to, the steps are very large, so when you would take a big step, there's really no way for you to soften your landing without jingling your armor. Porter Bender, you are wearing your tap shoes today.
Damn it.
Well, of course I am.
Yeah.
You never know when you're going to need to dance.
The recital is right after the match.
The rest of you succeeded.
From here, we're going straight to the recital.
The rest of you succeeded?
Yes.
All right, so you get downstairs and you see there are 8 giants.
8?
Yeah. There are 8 giants.
How many cows away are they?
4.
Are these normal cows or slenderest cows?
No, they're always slenderest cows. That's the unit of measurement.
They're probably about 10 slenderest cows away.
Oh, wow, that's pretty close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you see sitting at a table... you see that they are, one of the giants is wearing a big chef's hat and wearing an apron, and he's holding a cleaver, and the other ones are all seated around a big table wearing bibs, and strapped to the table is Victus Imperius.
Oh, there goes my idea of throwing a grenade on the table.
And he's crying and screaming, please, please don't eat me!
I think they're gonna eat him.
You think?
I do.
He thinks we're gonna eat him.
I'll give you anything! If you save my life, I'll give you anything!
Anything.
What was that?
Is he talking to us?
Anything! I like the sound of that word.
He's shouting that to the giants.
I know. I say, is he talking to us?
No, he could be talking to us.
I think we might be able to.
Did you say anything?
That would be a wrong thing to do, sir.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Well, then let's go kill some giants.
Yeah, I am going to...
So those of you who succeeded, you can make a sneak attack.
I'm going up to the one with the chef's hat.
I'm going
to
stand where I am.
All right, so you...
I'm going to let them go
under
first.
Ryan, you lift up the tablecloth, and you creep under the table. It's a very, very gaudy checker print, like, picnic tablecloth.
Gaudy.
Oh, my gaudy.
The giants with a gingham tablecloth.
Yeah.
Hey, they're were-giants.
They're were-giants, right. So it's actually...
Do they have a smaller table under the table for when the moon isn't full?
Yes. And, so you...
Then they pull
creep,
the tablecloth and
you
the table
under the table
like
and creep towards the chef's hat giant. What are you doing?
I'm gonna stab him in the foot.
Okay. Porter Bender, you...
When,
oh, wait, no, you can't sneak attack.
Yeah. Exactly. I have a plan when I can...
Wait, if Porter Bender and I go to do something, would it distract the giant so that they could still get their sneak attack?
No, it would just alert them to...
Okay, that's what I thought.
Us being here, yeah.
Are there any giants that are sitting precariously close to something that they could bash their head into if their chair were to fall backwards?
Like the wall?
Yes. Let's say there's one of them.
Or a rock.
There's a giant hanging plant.
There's, let's say, behind one
it's
of them.
Chandelier.
There's a random meat hook. I'm
behind
not sure what
one
it's
of,
there for.
Behind
you guys
one
know
of them,
I like to sit in front of the
behind
fireplace.
One of them, there's a suit of power armor.
Yeah.
I'd like to stand
it's got
the
sort of a
fan without a guard on it. I don't know why I would do that.
It's got sort of a pointed
I like the breeze.
Steel chrome helmet with a clear visor and big oven mitt looking gauntlets, and it's holding
a lance.
It's holding a lance.
Perfect. I'm gonna
go a techno lance.
Yeah, it's holding a techno lance. It's a
a
lance but techno.
Yes.
It changes colors, right?
Yes. It's like a lava lamp.
It's a laser, lance that changes colors.
The inside of it, it's like a lava lamp.
Okay.
The lance.
Yep. It's a lava lance.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, the guy that's sitting in front of that, I'm going to cut off the back leg of his chair so he falls into it.
All right.
All right, so I'm going to roll my stab.
Will, didn't
stand.
You get a sneak attack?
I did.
So what are you
going
to do?
Oh, he's range guy.
I'm range guy, so I'm going to take... I'm going to Deadeye. I got right. 8 out of 11, so that's a crit.
Okay, so roll for damage. Will roll attack perception.
I have Deadeye at level 3.
So, what does that mean?
That's...
Everything.
That doesn't do anything. That's just attack perception. There is only one level to Deadeye. I told you that. Yeah.
Oh. Alright then.
You super are always aiming all the time.
He's just sighting through his gun scope.
He's just always looking. You know, that's really disconcerting when you're just looking at everything.
He just,
what?
He just straps two scopes to his face like a pair of glasses.
He's like Deadshot, but he's got them both eyes. I guess he's just wearing binoculars.
I can't see anything unless it's 400 feet away.
Maybe you have like an ocular implant that's like, connected with your rifle, so you can just sort of aim, and it almost looks like you're free shotting, but your ocular implant like tells you where you're aiming.
Sure.
Like chainsaws. I once had a close shave with one.
I like that.
Oh, that's what I do.
So I take aim and wait for the perfect time to shoot.
Okay, so everybody roll.
Tinker Dex?
I did.
Tinker Dex. Okay.
I got an 8 out of 11.
8 out of 11.
And I did 6 damage.
6 damage.
Shut up.
I got a 5 out of 10.
To the chef name.
So
to hit,
this is
I
where
need
I'm
going to
find
what?
Out just how broken my character is. When I activate
attack
my berserker
decks,
range
right? That's what I
do. And do
attack,
double damage and take
perception?
Half damage.
What? I need to do like attack perception to... No.
Attack perception, yes.
To aim.
Aim.
Oh man, if I roll a crit while I'm in my berserker rage, that would be ridiculous.
How does doubling work in this system? Do you double doubles or you just add like a multiplier?
It wouldn't stack. So like,
okay,
if it's already a crit, it's a crit.
Well, no, like my berserker rage does double damage, but then if I got a crit, I would do double damage.
Yes, then you would do double.
It's
stars to roll high.
Double damage, double damage, damage, double, damage,
double,
damage,
double,
double, double damage,
double
triple,
damage,
triple, double,
okay,
double
so
damage.
Okay, so roll for damage. Two.
Two.
As all Quarterbender right. comes dancing in.
All right, so now you roll initiative.
No, what oh. happened to the guy whose right. chair fell?
Did you succeed?
I did.
Okay, so he falls back onto the lance.
Techno lance.
The techno lance.
The techno lance. The techno lava lance.
And he
starts playing Daft Punk.
It doesn't go through his head, it goes through his shoulder.
Boo!
But he's still... He's pretty upset. He it stabs right through his shoulder, sort of just misses his heart, and he howls and starts to bleed stinky black blood.
Ooh. Sorry, Eric.
Initiative.
Okay.
Sorry,
Eric.
Okay. We're adding a d12 plus our...
Which? They are going at 4.
Oh, sucks for them.
14.
15.
Damn it.
13.
11 for me.
9.
What did you say, Derek?
11 for me.
And Alex?
13.
All right. So,
So you said there are 8 of them?
Yeah. So what are you doing, Faden? Fadem?
I'm going to shoot the close.
Shoot the one you just shot.
Shoot the one I just shot, yeah.
Roll to shoot.
Finish him off.
Rolling to shoot.
No, he's not going to finish him off. He rolled 2 damage.
No. 2 out of...
Keep working on him.
2 out of 11.
Right, roll for damage.
Roll for damage. 3. A little better this time.
A little bit better. All right, so you get a shot off. So the first one that you thought you had a dead shot, but... you know, at the last minute, he sort of he popped up excitedly because you know he was really hungry. So instead of hitting him in the head,
you know how you always stab him when you're hungry,
and you shot.
I'm hungry.
I'm hungry.
You shot him in the side, and his second shot sort of hits him in the same spot.
But that's great grouping.
Yeah,
though.
You shot him in his.
You just got that one bullet in even deeper. Oh, you shot my bullets!
All right, next is...
Pull that bullet right through.
I think the guy that I knocked over, I'm going to climb... Well, no, I'm not going to climb. I'm going to run up next to him and drill right in behind his ear.
Okay.
Into his brain area.
All right.
I think I want to drill. Hold on, is it the best one? Hammers. Yeah, drill.
Well, that makes you cringe every time you hear drill through something.
5 out of... that's going to succeed as... What is it? Tinker plus Dex. Yeah. 5 out of 10.
All right, so roll for...
A D4.
Damage.
2.
2.
Man, it's a good thing I'm here.
Yeah.
So you drill through his skull. He's got a very thick skull, so it doesn't quite kill him. But it's not pleasant.
I'll just keep drilling next turn. Eventually I'll hit brain.
Depends how smart
what
the
did
giant
you do?
What?
How much did you do?
2.
2? Okay, yeah.
Does half of his body, like, twitch?
Yeah, he starts twitching and drooling. All right. Bone cleaver.
All right, I'm gonna scream and go into a bloody berserker rage, and then just run at the nearest giant and hit him with schnookums.
All right,
I roll a 3 out of 11.
Now your damage.
That is 2d8 plus 8. That's 8. And 6 is 14, plus 8 is
22. All right, so you paste one of them. You swing at one, and you just... He becomes a black... Sorry, Eric. Spray of ichor and mist.
Do the other ones have to make a badness check?
Yes. Well, no, because they're
Giants.
Giants.
Yeah.
They're weird.
I just take Schnookums and just swing wildly back and forth at him.
You just swing at him, and this is what happens. You swing at him, and it looks like you've completely missed.
And then he just falls apart.
And then he just falls apart in a gory mess.
Can we say for cinematic effect, as he falls apart, there's another one standing like behind him, staring at me, and I'm just grinning with his blood all over me.
can it look like that the hatch is also kind of smiling?
All right.
If you call Schnookums a hatchet again, I will kill you.
It's not
Do not call
hatch.
Schnookums a hatchet.
Porterbender.
I'm assuming I have someone near a giant
Schnookums
near me
does
without
not like being called a hatchet.
Causing a problem to anybody else, right?
Yeah.
Then I'm going to unleash a which is basically his attack is basically a napalm attack. It's just two chemicals inside a
but it breaks and they mix.
Right.
Right.
So that's the attack.
Okay. So that would be what is it? Attack dex?
Yeah, I think it's attack dex. Yeah.
And if it succeeds, you can tell me how much damage you want to do.
All right. Let's see if
all
succeeds.
Of it.
Wait. Yeah, that's the usual amount.
Yes.
No, he has up to 10 damage to deal in the scene.
Wow, that sucks.
Yeah, it's okay. With this, I have my other weapon I can attack with. But this is a good way to just attack and that it makes an impression, as they say.
So he can immolate a guy,
right?
Or he can, do
cinch his eyebrows,
or do smaller damage to multiple targets.
So I needed a 9. I rolled a 9.
All right.
And we're going to use all 10 points.
All 10 points.
Yep.
All right. So
wait, are all 10 required to kill this fellow?
Yes. Okay. So you take your.
Wow. So I killed that guy twice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you take the beaker, and you take two beakers. You slam. You put them together.
Right.
And you crack the bit of glass in the middle. And you hurl the two at the guy, and he just bursts into flames. And there's that comical bit where he just
where he burns to death.
Yeah, that comical.
Oh my god! It's
burning to death has been funny. Remember in Borderlands 2 when you kill the cannibals with fire weapons and they scream out, "I smell delicious."
He
begins to scream, and his eye. All you see are his white eyes blink. And then he just crumbles into ash. Bing, bing.
I have to say, though, you're running a very tonally inconsistent game.
Yeah.
First, make a bandage check for the pile of bodies, then this guy. His eyes float for a second and blink before finally falling onto the pile of ash.
It's fine. It's all right.
Laurentius.
Has dark aspects.
I'm going to activate my camouflage ability and hide under the table so that I can continue to make sneak attacks.
All right. So
hiding under the table the big guy's on top of.
Yeah. You're hiding all right, so Ryan, what you popped up and you stabbed the
chef.
The chef, and he screamed and turns around to try to, hit you with the big giant cleaver that he's holding, but you're nowhere to be found.
Can we say that for cinematic purposes, he like sweeps the tablecloth aside and I'm not there, but I'm like up under the table.
Yeah.
He's actually in the tablecloth.
Right.
All right. Now the giants go. So there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 giants left. One of them is twitching and pinned.
He's a little out of it.
So your guy, he's still alive, but he's pinned.
One of them is smelling smoke. He's not sure why.
Something smells good.
I don't think he can move, voluntarily.
So
I don't think he can stop moving involuntarily.
Also voluntarily. He couldn't stop moving.
The chef, Ryan, is going to try to spot you. He needs to roll a crit to spot you.
Okay.
So he probably won't, but he's going to try. That's going to be his action.
Ed's a bastard, man.
He totally saw you.
Alright.
I see you. I watched him roll it.
I'm sorry, Ryan.
Well,
he's not that sorry.
No
I'm sure he's not.
But that was his action, so...
Yeah.
Okay, well, he can't...
So your next action won't be a surprise because he sees you.
Okay.
Well, wait, it won't be a surprise if he attacks that one. None of the other ones see him.
That's true. I really...
Yeah, he does.
All right, so Chef spotted you. So he sweeps the tablecloth, and then he sort of pounds on the top of the table, and you go, uh-oh, and you let go, and you're on the floor, and you just look up, and he's...
Okay.
He's drooling and growling at you.
Okay.
So he sees you. The one that you shot, Fatum, is going to take the Morning Star that's strapped to his waist and swing it at you.
Okay. Is he going to unstrap it from his waist, or is he going to just like... flip his hips around and hope it hits him.
No, he's gonna... He's gonna take it out of his, you know, belt and just whack it at you.
Do we get a reflexive dodge?
No.
Or? Okay.
And he...
Well, we don't get to dodge if we do something else?
Correct. Mm. And that is a success.
Do we get defense from armor?
No.
Well, do you have armor?
You've got 7 armors.
No, he's an armadillo. He has.
Yeah.
Well, we were talking about armor before. Did
we
you
were.
Take armor?
No.
I should have taken armor.
Yeah?
Was that when I was coughing off his thumb, though?
Maybe?
No.
I don't know.
I don't know. All right, so, Will, you take.
A few clouds, but it was just a drizzle.
You take 9 minor damage. As the Morning Star just hits you in the chest and sends you flying back.
Ugh. So if that hit me,
did you write down your wound
covered
threshold?
Forward
no.
What?
Strength
so nine
plus fortitude is 12, so your wound threshold is 6.
Yes.
I have no idea how much hit points I have.
So you take 9.
Strength plus fortitude divided by 2.
Up to 5 would be minor.
Yeah.
And then the next 4 is your...
And then it goes to severe.
A severe wound?
Yes.
Round up.
6 as well. Round up?
So you're at minus 1 for everything.
Should I have rounded up for the madness?
Will is half dead.
Ooh, I have 7.
That was a big...
Will.
That was a big shirt. That was a big,
Is this wound chart?
Maybe? What?
Just
so you get 7 hit boxes on minor, severe, and mortal.
Okay, so...
All 3 I get?
Yeah.
I can't have 8, 9, or 10? I should black those out?
Yeah.
I will say that the giant...
Sorry, Eric.
...that is staring at you is too scared to go, Alex. Is too scared to go.
Like that.
Yeah.
And Porter Bender.
Yes, sir.
Then one of the giants is going to kick you.
All right.
See? That's how you do it.
You gotta kick him.
And he hits you, and you take...
Half a damage.
6.
I have
minor, severe,
clothing,
or...
That doesn't matter, right?
No, well,
it soaks however much.
So it soaks 1, so you only take 5.
Okay, so that's where my wound threshold is 5.
Right, so you take 5 minor wounds.
Okay. All right. I'll figure this out eventually. I'm good now. All right.
And then the last one is going to go for Mother Killer.
Now, I am attached to his friend by the drill.
Yes.
He's like, hey. Have him go for me.
All right, he'll go for...
I did just vaporize one of them.
He'll go for a bone cleaver.
I'm just saying, if he goes for me, he might get some collateral damage on the one.
And he
I'm
misses
to
you.
To death.
Oh, no. All right.
Of course he does.
He could have gone to me.
He goes, take your best shot.
Bring it on, pretty boy.
So he... He picks up his giant cudgel, and he goes to swing at you, and he just sort of smashes a pillar that's next to you.
Can I say that he... slips in the pile of blood, the
sure.
pool of blood that was the guy
hey,
who was there.
Top of the turn,
why don't you throw me? you know, just for the experience.
That guy.
Just want to see what it's like.
Right in the head.
By the way, to anyone who's listening, I'm totally just ripping off Grog from Critical Role. On purpose. It's a tribute.
Kind of sounded like you were doing drunken asshole Hagrid.
Okay, that too.
6 out of 10.
6 out of 10? Alright, so don't roll for damage.
He also reminds me of your loot ladling character.
1d8.
Oh, Sir Steel Hardwood?
Yeah.
I think Sir Steel Hardwood talks a little bit more like this.
Yes.
Alright, so his head explode.
Yeah.
I go.
He's halfway
you.
Between both Cleaver and Stormstone.
You fall back into a pile of splinter of a chair, or what was a chair and is now a pile of splinters, and you cough up some blood, and he laughs and he goes, and you just, as he opens his mouth to laugh, you just fire your laser bolt right into his mouth and his head explodes.
Pow, right in the kisses.
Well, that's
how you do it.
Bone Cleaver. No, not Bone Cleaver. Yes, Bone Cleaver. No, other killer.
Mother killer.
Yes, Bone. No, yes, Bone. No, Bone Cleaver. No. No.
I guess I should probably finish killing the one that I'm drilling into.
Sure.
Switch the drill to reverse.
You deliver a drill from the other hand.
Turn up the torque.
Yeah.
Or turn down the torque.
Yeah, I'm not sure how that works.
Turning down the torque makes a drill slower.
He just opens his mouth to scream, and then
I'll tell you this.
Yeah,
he's pinned enough that he's going to be down for a couple of turns.
Is he just going to?
So you might want to focus on somebody else.
He's wearing clothes, right?
Yeah.
I want to light his clothes on fire and then run away.
Okay.
You're it.
Okay.
You can just do that.
That's what I'll do. Because he can't get up, and I don't want to waste any more time drilling into his head.
She just goes... All right. So he...
What?
Like a blowtorch. So this drill comes back in, and all of a sudden it goes... And I just light his shirt and fire.
All right, Bone Cleaver now, actually.
All right. So did the one that hit Will, did Will just kill him?
Yes.
Okay.
He didn't need that hit. He's fine.
All right. So the
his
one who
head
just...
exploded.
So there's the chef that's now you look up, the chef is crouched under the table. There's a flaming, twitching orc.
He's good.
Giant, rather.
He could be an orc.
No, he's a giant.
I'm an orc.
It could be a giant orc.
No, it's this one looks like a giant Cabbage Patch Kid.
Yeah, but maybe when the moon is in full.
Was that giant dark. Will?
Yeah.
All right,
guys.
Ryan, do you want me to attack the chef, or you got him?
He sees where I am. I'm planning to run under the table so that he can't get me without crawling under the table.
That will be hilarious. So I'm going to turn on the one that just swung at me.
Yeah, under
and
the
say,
table is where I ran.
This is how you do it. And I roll an 8, so I hit him, and I do 5+. 8 is 12, plus 8 is 20 damage.
All right. So you cream this guy also.
No, this is how you do it.
Porter Bender.
Well, I think I'm going to heal. I think I'm going to attempt to heal Fatum.
Okay.
Because... I'm not going to be able to do any damage to these, So I'll do that. I'm going to heal Fatum.
So if you want to say that it's like a healing flask that you throw at him?
Yes.
And he will. I'm
going in. So. Same thing as before. And that is a hit. Because it's the same thing. It's 9 and 9. Right?
Yeah. Right.
Dex, 5. And then plus 4 for the strength. Attack dex. Yes, 9. And 9. Now I roll to see how much he gets healed for.
Are you healing Will?
I am healing Will. And that would be a big 7 points.
Yeah.
All right.
Out of 10. It's not horrible.
He only took 9 damage, so...
Yeah, he's
all right.
Good.
So Porter Bender hurls his green flask at you.
It's all right, I got it.
And it shatters at your feet,
And the mist.
Oh, it's upstairs.
As you breathe in the mist, you can feel your wounds knitting.
Ugh, that's never a comfortable feeling.
Laurentius.
Yeah, we're good. Ugh.
So the chef sees me, but none of the others there.
Correct.
All right, so I'm running underneath the table so that if he wants to get me, he's going to have to fucking Chef Louie me.
Okay.
And then I'm going to attack...
Imp!
I'm going to attack one of the other ones that doesn't see me.
All right, roll to attack him.
Are the other ones still seated, like, around the table, or are they standing?
They're standing.
Everyone's standing at this point.
In that case, I'm going to go... Everybody's going for the Achilles tendons. It's a popular spot. I'll go for one of those. I critically failed, so I'm going to go and spend a point. Can I downgrade that to a regular failure?
Yes.
Okay, so that's a point of will?
Uh-huh.
All right. So I spend a point of will.
Now you got to rub him.
All right, hang on. How long do I have to rub him?
That's enough.
Until he's done.
That's enough. No, he's only losing one point.
Okay, so I spend a point of will. That's a regular failure, so it's a success.
Right. It's a regular failure, which makes it a success, which is means I don't fail.
Because I have that ability that lets me auto-succeed.
Right. So...
But now?
So now you just roll regular damage.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
All right.
Your ties at will.
The one roll that I had, four.
Four.
All right.
All right, so let's say this is the one that just kicked Porter Bender. As he puts
his
foot down.
So he's all laughing and smiling.
As he puts his foot
down. I just run past.
Yeah.
Ow. My toe.
My toe.
And then the giants are going to go. There's three left. The chef is going to follow you under the table. He's Chef Louie-ing you.
That is a blitz.
So the chef, you guys see the chef. He lifts up the tablecloth, and he just starts to scuttle under the table.
Like, how big is this? Can we just walk under this table?
Probably.
Because it's a giant table, right? So we don't like have to crouch down. We can just
You might have to crouch.
I might have to, like, stoop.
Yeah.
And then, so the chef is going under the table. The one that just got his Achilles tendon stabbed is going to hop up and down and say, ow. He's going to say, my toe! And the one that hasn't been touched at all is going to go for you again. Bone Cleaver.
I killed the guy who went for me.
Well, it's a different one. He's going to go for you.
That's fine.
The one that was like staring at him.
He gets you. He's going to use... He's got a Morningstar 2, let's say.
Shoot.
No, let's say he's got... he's got a great sword.
This is a great sword.
It's not a master sword.
7, 8, 9.
Minor?
Yeah. No, minor severe. No, 9 severe.
All right, so that's 8 because of my armor. I'm good.
And it doesn't. Do you have level 3?
Level 3 what?
Berserker.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's half damage, so I take 4.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Watching you.
Yeah. It's all right. I will return the favor in kind on
well,
my turn.
Well, no, that's it one.
Well
armor takes away one severe, so instead of taking 9.
I took 8.
You took 8.
Half is 4.
And half is 4. Why'd you only mark off 1?
No, because I marked off 3, because I have the half boxes for the...
Oh, okay.
The madness.
My turn.
All right, top of the turn. It is...
Oh.
Mother Killer's turn.
Did it look up before me?
Wilden gets go.
Wilden go?
Will's the first one, right?
The first one.
Yeah.
You just said top of the
turn. Oh, right, Will.
Oh,
sorry.
Right.
Yeah.
Fatal. Top of the turn. Mother Killer.
Top of the turn, Ryan goes first.
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
Top of the turn, Giants guy.
Who's closest?
There's three left. Well, there's the one that just attacked me, the one that Ryan just stabbed, and the chef who's under the table.
What about the one?
You know what? I'm gonna get the coward.
Which
the one that's on fire is still
on the table.
Oh no, yeah, he's chasing me. He's not hiding under.
Oh, I'm gonna shoot him in the butt.
Yes. Okay. Shoot him in the butt, please.
I got shot. Buttocks.
I sure like to see that.
All right.
7 out of 10. Well, no, sorry, I'm at 11 now, because rolling for damage. One.
One.
I critted. Well,
you
I critted
him in the butt.
I did.
Ow.
You can,
felt like he got stung by a bug,
can,
got bit by
he,
a bug.
It's one severe. It's
you
one
can,
severe.
You can spend a will point to make it a crit, and then you would do double damage, which would be two.
Probably not worth
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
not
this
worth
it.
Well, wait. This is pretty much the end of the game, right?
Yeah.
It might be worth it.
Well, I mean, for two damage, though.
Yeah. Up to you, Will.
How many?
Well, he's already got six on him.
Is
so...
Will going to get another turn?
Well, how many? What's that?
Plus,
take?
Will needs
ten.
To spend a will point.
Well, that was the other guy's. This is the chef.
Yeah, I did six damage.
Right, I'm saying he might have more than ten.
Oh,
all right.
I'll do it. Why not?
All right. I'll, you know what? I'll be nice. I'll let you roll again.
Thank you.
Because now you're spending the will.
Four.
Four.
No,
more
so
than
eight.
One.
Yes.
Eight.
He rolled a four.
So I move it. I don't take it away.
Yeah.
So now it's 2-4.
No. All right, so Ryan,
I don't trust myself anymore.
As the chef is,
did you
rub yourself? No, don't rub yourself. as
oh,
the chef sees you, he for cinematic purposes, he sees you stabbing
later,
the guy in the foot, and you turn around, and the chef grabs you, and
now
he lifts
I've
his cleaver, and he goes, and then. Through his mouth comes a laser bolt.
Right through the sphincter.
Oh, all right.
And then he slumps to the ground dead.
And then right behind him, just me.
And then you look through the hole in the tablecloth and you can see Will.
You roll back and you look through the hole in the tablecloth and you see Will standing there firing his rifle.
I give him the thumbs up.
All right. Next is Mother Killer.
And how many of these? Which ones are left?
There's two left. There is
and one of them is on fire and convulsing, right?
No, there's three left, but the convulsing one is gone, pretty much. All
right.
There is one of them is completely okay.
Yeah.
He just
he's like next to me.
Yeah. He just hit.
He's not okay then.
Yeah.
Nah.
He just hit Bone Cleaver.
All right.
With his great sword, and then one of them is was just nursing his stabbed foot.
Right.
Yeah.
He's the one that kicked me.
He's standing near the table.
And I'm under the table.
Yes.
I'd like to light the nursing his foot one on fire.
Okay.
It worked well last time. I think.
Did you have to do that into the microphone?
I did not mean to do it into the microphone.
Every time you like. High listeners.
No, actually, at that point, I actually looked down. I was like,
"All right, so
this one's coming straight
because
from me to you."
Because this one,
request.
Because this one isn't like
thank you, Versa.
Pinned down, you
yeah.
do have to roll to set him on fire. So attack Dex.
Okay. And I'm using my tool, so 9, 10, 11, 12. I pretty much can't fail. 11!
11, alright. So you set him on fire.
Hooray.
His foot goes on fire and starts to climb up his body.
My other toe!
His foot.
Yeah, you're under the table, so...
Well, I thought I would have lit his pants on fire.
Okay.
Just because cloth burns and flesh... I mean, it does, but...
Bone Cleaver.
Oh. That guy that's standing next to me is about to be a lot more dead than he is right now.
How much more dead?
A lot more dead.
All the way
I rolled a 12. I'm going
dead.
To spend a point.
Four cows.
If I spend will, can I re-roll, or does it just make it a regular failure?
You can re-roll it.
All right, I'm going to do that. I'm going to spend a point of will.
And I'm going to do it right this time.
Actually, you know what? Because it was a critical fail, you can just downgrade it to a roll. If it's a failed roll, you can use it to re-roll, but if it's a crit fail, you can downgrade the crit fail.
All right. Well, then I miss, and that guy is not nearly as dead as he should be.
All right. So you pick up Schnookums, and you swing at him, and he just sort of steps back.
Usually they fall down when I do that.
Whoa, never seen them do that.
Porterbender.
What is that from? I glance around quickly. Fall down does anyone else
I don't know. And I know it's from something.
It is. Damn it.
There's a giant on fire.
No, I don't care what him.
Two giants on fire.
You are a little...
I'm hurt.
Yeah.
So... All right.
Potion.
So if no one needs me, I'll just take a swig off my own stash.
Okay.
Never get high on your own
speed.
Yeah. Since I'm not throwing it, I don't have to worry about any aim. It's personal. Oh, look at that! It's 8.
All right. So you're
one of them is a quote from Speed. Usually they fall down now.
Mm. All right. Mm. So I've healed myself.
Laurentius.
All right. So the guy that I cut is now on fire?
Yes.
How did that happen?
Two words. Mother killer.
Is he the only one up still, or is...
No, there's another guy.
It's only one word.
He's near Bone Cleaver. He's the one Bone Cleaver just missed.
All right, I'm going to actually...
He still doesn't know you're there.
I'm actually going to climb the table and set the Emperor free, because he probably would like to be not tied to a table.
You don't have to roll for it, so you jump up and you start to... Cut Victus Imperius free.
Don't worry, Your Highness. We're here to rescue you.
All right. The one that's on fire is going to be on fire. And the one that you just missed is going to try to swing at you now, Alex.
Very good try.
And he misses.
Look at that.
Lana.
There's a lot of that going on.
Top of the turn, fade him.
I watch him completely miss.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah,
he watches as the orc and the giant ineffectually.
I swear that never happens.
So I decided I'm going to do it myself.
He just glance at you. Both glance at your weapons. This has never happened to me before.
Me either.
6 out of 12.
I saw a couple of those pictures.
6 out of 11.
Let's just not talk about this.
And 6 severe.
Looking up the trivia question
6
on Facebook.
Severe. All right, I'm just going to end it. I'll just say that kills him.
Oh, so, all right.
And
Will killed one of the ones that was on fire.
No,
he killed the one that I missed.
Oh, cool.
The one that's on fire is dead because he's
both of them.
This is the first one. The first one's been burning for quite some time. The second one's probably still up.
Yeah. The second one is currently rolling around trying to put himself out so somebody can just coup de grace him.
All right.
The first one's been dead for a while. Alex is like, ah.
I mean, I'll do it. No one else wants to.
I shoot him.
You want to take the shot.
He looks back. I go, nobody dodges from Bone Cleaver.
What?
No one dodges from Bone Cleaver.
But I didn't kill him.
I don't get it.
He was defending your honor by killing the guy.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
thanks.
Oh.
Wait. How about you shoot him in the head, he dies. He's not going to dodge now.
And I sink Schnookums into him anyway.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm ever so grateful to be rescued.
Now, I do remember hearing something about you would give us anything.
I was talking to the giants.
We were in the room, though, so you were talking to us, too.
Oh, well, I guess we could give you back to the giants.
No, I suppose. Would you like some gold?
I think we would like, and I'm going to pull out the little piece of paper with our tab on it. This much gold.
Yes, that's appropriate.
Each.
Well,
is that good?
I suppose
it's very good.
We did just, you know, kill were-giants.
Yes. Well, I suppose that you could.
I'm going to have to clean brains off my drill for a week.
I'm standing there covered in black giant blood. And sorry, Eric.
I'm going to have to write to the foreign bank for this. So I can't give it to you all in one lump sum. I don't walk around with that much gold on me.
We can bring you back to the tower. Or maybe the Emperor had an unfortunate accident with the giants.
Well, I could, you know what? I do have a couple of promissory notes that most taverns take that basically say that as long as I give them gold... that they
So what you're saying is we can drink for free on your tab.
Yes.
Anywhere that takes those notes.
Yes.
I just swiped them from him.
Is he still chained to the table?
I freed him.
Okay. I will say, though, sir, that before we go any further, we must check you for bite marks.
Oh, yeah. Wouldn't want the Emperor being aware, giant. Take off the clothes.
I beg your pardon?
We can take it off the same way I got his clothes off, and I'll point to the chart.
You heard him, Your Highness. Let's see your royal bare ass.
Yes, yes, right away. Right away. Ah, see? No bites, no.
Oh, everything.
He takes down his tiny whiteies.
His royal nick.
I pull out my little camera.
Yep.
Look how pale he is.
That's not what I was laughing at.
We are satisfied, good sir.
Yes.
I bet his queen isn't.
Now,
I bet his queen isn't. Actually, my queen became a were-giant and murdered the rest of my family.
If you could, if you're interested in more gold, I have a job for you.
What kind of job?
Well, I would need you to go to the tower and reclaim it and take down the leader of the were-giants.
Why, there's more of them?
Yes. Yes, they tunneled in through there, and he points to a tunnel behind a drapery, and he says...
How we missed that?
A giant cleverly hidden behind a drape.
And it says, yes, while I was here, I learned of the identity of the first patient, the first person to come down with were-giantism.
All right.
Olson?
An innkeeper by the name of Tabitha.
Oh.
And we'll end it there.
Dun, dun, dun.
Now we're definitely not paying her back.
Yeah.
All right. So that was the end of what, you know, might have been a campaign, but is now just a one shot. Yeah. So
I really wish I could draw, so I could draw all of our characters riding their hover bikes.
Well, Meyer will listen to this. He'll draw. He'll draw us.
Yeah, Meyer gets work.
I need. So that was
quarterling.
What's
half elf, half halfling?
Yeah.
Tall and skinny with pointy ears and furry feet. I mean, short and skinny.
Yeah. Furry blonde feet.
Yes.
Their giants, their castle.
Yes. Woof.
I like it.
Yeah.
All right, so that was their giants, their castle. That was...
Whose castle?
Their castle.
Oh. Not anymore.
So that was the scenario generator.
Oh, well, thank you, Herr Doctor.
And... Yeah, so... That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
I hope you guys enjoyed that.
Rick's favorite enjoyed that.
I enjoyed playing Bone Cleaver.
Yeah. These are fun characters. I feel like this would be a good start to a campaign. I feel like these are solid characters that would make for a fun fantasy campaign. Maybe they'll come back at some point. So I'll keep these. Maybe we'll retool them.
Home listener, if you want these characters to come back,
please
Ragnarok.
So yeah, we put up one game of this, and there hasn't been any comments from the audience. So I'd still love to hear some input. You know, we've gotten some from you guys here.
Us guys,
we's guys.
What about Weez Derek guys. And Chris? Do you have anything specific to say about the system? Or
I thought the generator thing at the beginning was cool.
What about the system itself?
It was interesting. It was different.
Yeah.
I mean, it always takes me some time to get into a system. It was my first time trying it out, but I mathematically, it's not confusing.
Right.
You know,
yeah, I figured it out pretty quickly.
My goal is for this to be sort of pick up and play.
Right.
To be to be used in a variety of genres. I feel like it worked pretty well with the.
Yeah.
After we tweaked it a bit, I think you need to have like a slightly better idea of how to tweak the system to fit different, you know, genres right. like that.
Well, I think what one of the things that I need to do is I need to write like an ability list for each genre, you know, or like a suggested ability list for each genre, because I think like Alex's ability was too much, I think.
Oh, I thought it was pretty good.
I thought it was an appropriate ability.
But yeah, I mean, I think the abilities, but then again, I think that it depends on the kind of game you're going for, you know. For this it kind of worked.
Yes. Well, yeah. I mean, yeah, I was all about, I mean, my character was a tank.
Yeah.
That's really all I could
but
do.
But, like, if you were playing a barbarian in D&D, you would pretty much have kind of the same rage ability with the,
yeah.
You know, with slightly different parameters, except it lasts only a certain number of rounds, and you only get a certain number of activations.
Well, I mean, that would be, like, the level 1 version. Yeah. This was level 3, so it was, right. like, we're not first-level right. characters.
You're just...
For higher level characters.
Alright, so that's it, and we will see you next time.
Or will we?
Dragon Ball Z.
Good boy. Next time.